an interview that I was able to do in December of 2010 when I was there with John Burroughs and Jim Penniston with the Ancient Aliens production crew,
right,
taking them back for the 30th anniversary. And that we had on the very last day, in fact, right in the middle of the day, we were getting ready to pack up and leave to go back to the United States. Out of the blue, a very well-dressed, elegant-speaking woman that I learned was 85 years old. She comes with a friend to the hotel where we were staying, tells them who she is. She lives in the Woodbridge area, and that she understands that we are there in a production crew, and that she wanted to tell us at 85, worrying that she wouldn't have much longer life on this side, and that she wanted us to know what she had herself experienced. And because we were at the end, because we were wrapping, the decision was that I would sit down with her and talk with her on a tape recorder, but we would not put a stranger who comes in the door in the Ancient Aliens video production at that time.
Right.
And this goes to the heart of something else that comes up in the unidentified aerial phenomena literature. And that is, she describes a house going missing after December 26th to 28th that workmen from Butley and the surrounding region knew had been there, and then there's no sign of it. That elegant 85-year-old woman who just came because she did not want to pass without sharing something that she had experienced. She said Colonel Halt took her into the forest with her colleague late at night, wanted them to see the impressions in the ground, wanted them to see that there was beige. The grass had literally, and the ferns had changed color. They had changed from green to beige.
Oh, that doesn't sound very healthy somehow.
It's non-ionizing radiation.
Oh, yeah.
That's having at its frequency an impact on Earth life.
Right.
And she saw burns in the trees and describes it. So she had a firsthand, because Colonel Halt wanted, for reasons that are still unknown, to have these two people from the elementary school that interface with the base. Maybe he was testing their reaction. Who knows? But I believe she was there and she saw this and she knew that something had happened and that it involved lights or something that was unknown. So then, when the Monday comes after the weekend, this went through 72 hours, and then Monday comes. So it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were the three nights, and then Monday. She's back at the school at work, and a workman, they had different things that were going on in the school all the time of different workmen from Butley and the surrounding region. And a workman came to her and said, what happened to the house leading up to the east gate? And she was so puzzled because there was no reason for these workmen to make up anything. So she got in her own car and said, I drove and I realized, yeah, there was this place there and it's not there now. But nobody did anything much beyond apparently calling up the local police. One of the workmen said he called the police and said, what happened to this house?
Oh.
It is so interesting that John Burroughs and I and others have tried very hard to get accurate ordnance survey maps or aerials. Today we have Google of everything.
Sure.
But we're back in 1980. Just trying to get really accurate aerials or ordnance survey maps from 79 and 80. It's like they have been removed.